Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Okay, so I'm about to upset everyone in the room, for sure.
You do that most days?
No, but this one's for real.
Okay.
You do seem like extra serious about it, to where I'm kind of nervous.
And everyone listening will definitely be upset.
That may be good.
You shouldn't say it.
But it's a lot.
It's a daily double.
Okay, I can do that. Hold on. It's like death.
Okay.
And it's like taxes. These are the things that are inevitable. And the diary that we're reading is going to end, you guys.
Yeah, yeah. I don't want to think about that.
You know,
I just...
Are the three of you readers?
Yeah.
No. I'm a listener.
Not quite the same.
No, it's exactly the same. No. I take in the knowledge.
I used to be a real big reader, and then not so much.
Don't you see the diary as just another great book we're reading?
So it's so much more real.
But I want to know.
So then, what are we
going
to do when the diary's over? The reason I'm bringing this up, there's a question that I have. But like, what do you have an idea for what happens after? Do we ask listeners to send their diaries
from the top?
Yes. Yeah, we could. No, but like,
no, I have no brainstorming.
Right. So this was my idea. Has anyone in here written a diary, and can we read yours next? Does anybody journal?
Currently?
So I just got a journal in the mail today, and I'm going to start,
just answered your question there, bud.
No, but it would be stupid for me to read mine. We need one that was written a while ago.
Mm.
Like, we need to hear about...
Oh, that we could reflect on a little
correct.
More.
Correct. Like, okay, Aaron's, okay. Like in that, well, when she was in that hinge phase, if she was diarying, if she was
too
journaling
busy during that time.
Yeah, a lot of downtime.
I've started and completely failed journals endless times over my life.
Mm-hmm.
Can I ask you a weird question? Did you start because of Taylor?
What?
Was her pen theory?
Like, Taylor's a heavy journaler, dude.
Yeah, the Lover album, you bought a copy and it came with multiple pages of her diary. But no, that's not, like, this is like light, like young Erica would be like, today my sisters were mean. And then like the next day I would just never remember to go back to it.
That was very new girl. Sorry, I had to take a second.
Well, they were, Christine and Kelly.
At that time though, doesn't it just seem like, once you've written that four times in a row, you're like, okay,
this is dumb.
I get it. Like,
yes.
I'm having problems with my sister.
But Amy, is that helpful? Like, getting that out, does that get... Because what I bought, a listener suggested this. I bought some Oak thing, and it's like guided journaling.
Oh,
but I think it's guided, positive. It's more for the stuff that we've been talking about on the air that we don't have to get into right now. But it's more about like manifesting, being grateful. It's like... I think I haven't even opened it yet, but it's like
the Oak Journal.
Yeah. Write down some crap you like, dude. What are you doing?
Mm.
And then it's like, write down four things that you saw today that made you smile.
Oh, this is really cool.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't even know what it is. But when I read about it when a listener suggested it, I'm like, I believe in that. I'm going to get behind it. But if any of you want to share.
I don't have anything that spans time. And also, I think I've literally just thrown away.
Okay. Hack. You big journaler.
My question is, when you are journaling, when's it due? Like, when's the due date on it? There isn't one? Then I'm not doing it. It sounds like homework, right?
God, mental isn't it just homework.
It's just homework. And but
to be a better person.
Is that guaranteed? If I just start writing down, I don't get it.
So you don't see the value in it? A woo-woo guy.
I am, but I see more in the guided, for sure. Just me with my thoughts is like, that's I think, the issue.
Right, but then you're putting them on paper and then...
Is it me? I need someone else. Like, I need a rudder.
Have you thought about maybe if you wrote it down, you would then read it and go, what an idiot. What am I doing? Do you know what I mean? Isn't that mm-hmm. what journaling
gotta,
sometimes
I
is?
You like read it too.
Yeah,
well,
yeah.
What are you talking about?
Well, don't you? I mean, I don't know how this works.
Yeah.
Like Matthew McConaughey journaled his whole life and turned it into Green Lights, which is one of my favorite books ever written. Because he just wrote everything down. Even stupid stuff. He wrote down bumper stickers he saw.
And that's in the book?
It's... I tell you right now, Erica, if you read that book and come to me and say it was a waste of time, I'll buy the book.
Okay.
Just, it's not. And it's so journal. He's just like, bumper sticker. And he'll just, you shouldn't read. You should let him read it to you.
Yeah.
Okay. That's maybe nice. Is it? Okay. I'll give it a whirl.
But it's so good. Maybe we read Green Lights instead of the diary.
I don't think
every day. Yeah. Is there a legality to that?
You're missing, like, do we have an Aaron?
Oh, sorry. We didn't get to Aaron.
Yeah.
Are you?
I have been inspired by our journaler, our writer.
Ooh.
To start one. But apparently that doesn't meet your qualifications because it isn't years worth of or whatever.
But are you being reflective? Are you just daily reflective or are you?
It's only been... one day so far.
Oh, good. We're all off to a good start.
KALC and KALC HD1, Denver Boulder.
The Slacker Show.
Broadcasting from the Belco Credit Union Studios. Open an account online in minutes at belco.org. Belco, banking for everyone.
Alice 105.9.
Always free on the Odyssey app.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.